That was Slow Burn from Howling Bells on Amazing Radio. And we're talking to Juanita from the band, frontwoman, songwriter, and everything else. And I've read on your little spiel that came along with the album that you made this in, it was kind of a track a day in this really intense process. How was that? I mean, talk about putting yourselves through the ringer. Was that quite intense?
It was, but it felt very natural a process. I mean, we're not a band who's you know, regularly recorded albums over a very luxurious period of like 3 years and then re-recorded the album and then, you know, gone to like Arizona and rented a cabin and re-recorded it again. And I know that's very like, it's ridiculous, but some bands do have the luxury of taking that much time. Yeah. So I think we're very used to working to a tight schedule just making it work.
Yeah, and you've mentioned Catherine already in this interview, who I wanted to talk to you about, Catherine J. Mark, who was one of the producers on the record. Mm-hmm. Of course, Dun 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 is a woman producing rock music, which is a big deal, and it's great that there are more, and it's wonderful that she's around. I followed her on Twitter today. She followed me back, feeling the love there. But tell us a little bit about working with Catherine then. What did she sort of bring to the table? Was she quite... you know, just let you guys do your thing, or was she, did she have ideas for you as well?
Yes, she had ideas. She was very, very inspiring. She was very encouraging. I say this, you know, with all, you know, the honesty and love in the world. I really believe she extracted a performance out of myself, especially, and the band, that a man couldn't have. And that's because I felt comfortable bearing myself for her in a way that I wouldn't have with someone else. And she was very, alternatively, she was very comfortable, I think, drawing those experiences out of me and being pushy about it, where, you know, I don't think necessarily a 55-year-old man would have been comfortable telling me to make him cry or... you know, channel a really sexually explicit, you know, motivation. It's just not appropriate. But Catherine kind of went there, and I was very, very comfortable, which was shocking. But it's what is shocking is that it's the first time in my 15-year career that I've worked with a female producer. Yeah, that's what's shocking. And disappointing, really.
And it's the first time you've really felt comfortable. That's kind of mad, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I mean, I have felt comfortable with other producers, but this was something special. Mm. This was different. The fact that she just happened to be a kick-ass woman from Australia as well, it was just very fortuitous and it was a very, very memorable and special experience.
That's incredibly interesting. And how about your brother and the boys in the band? How was it for them? Was it different for them as well, do you think?
I think so. I think I actually noticed that they were a lot more comfortable emotionally without embarrassing them. They were, you know, because boys don't cry. So it was very interesting to see their reactions. I feel like they were a lot more open to the experience.
Yeah. That's interesting because there is a lot of conversation amongst sort of the feminist music community at the moment that there are exciting new young producers coming through, or at least women who are producing their own music. They're taking control, you know, people like Grimes, people like Lila Foy, who are just saying, you know, this is my music, I'm producing it, don't patronize me and try and plug my equipment in for me, I can do it, thank you very much. Yeah. So there's definitely a sort of a new wave coming through, but... We still need those producers for bands like you guys. Yeah. You know, you need those kind of sensitive producers who can still bring out the best in you, like you say. And I guess Catherine is around, which is brilliant. Catherine J. Mark. It was Battery Studios, wasn't it?
Assault and Battery Studios.
She is brilliant. Yeah. But, you know, I wonder how it will change things in the future when it's almost 50-50 if we'll ever get to that point where just, you know, men are working alongside women who are just producing great records, how it'll actually change the industry for the better, I guess.
I think any, you know, female-dominated or at least, you know, equalized environment is always a positive thing. I think it's okay to say that, you know, women in the professional industry do tend to have a more compassionate outlook, and I think that's crucial. It's absolutely crucial, not just in music, but in business, you know, economy and any arts industry. I think it desperately needs a female perspective, and it's very, very, very obvious which industries lack that, and I think they suffer immensely. And you know, unfortunately, it is taking an extraordinary amount of time for that to change, but it definitely is changing. Yeah.
Have you guys ever come close to combusting?
Sure. I mean, who, you know, what relationship hasn't in 10, you know, and I've been in a band with Joel and Glenn in another band before, so we've been playing together for 15 years. I mean, what marriage hasn't had, you know, breakdowns in over a decade? It's inevitable, and it's very natural, and if you can find a way, you know, to overcome those challenges, then I do feel you inevitably become stronger.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Heartstrings is setting you guys on course for 2014, which is very exciting. You must be dying to get back on the road. Big dates coming up, which is great. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm dying to play again. Yeah. I'm dying to play and connect with the audiences again. It's, you know, it's so much a part of who you are as a performer, and to have that absent for so long is pretty difficult.
Okay, well, thanks so much for talking to us. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you for having me.